It turns out that the FDA and the Federal Trade Commission hit every single manufacturer of any nasal product and said, don't you dare try to promote this for COVID. Don't you dare even do research on COVID. One company, the company that makes the product Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, they applied to the FDA. They said, we just want to do a project seeing if we suppress COVID-19. No, may not do this. Another company, Cofix RX, received very strong warning letters. You're promoting this for COVID-19. You have to stop. I can tell you, anything that works for COVID-19, there was a strict and forceful government response to abolish it. Started with hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, virucidal nasal sprays. All of them work. All of them work. Higher dose corticosteroids, prednisone, far more effective than dexamethasone. The use of zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, quercetin, over-the-counter famotidine. There's literature to support all of this. Colchicine, the best quality, prospective, multi-center, double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled trial in the history of COVID-19 was done with colchicine, and it reduced the risk of hospitalization and death. No word of it. Federal government has never mentioned the drug colchicine. Never. And in fact, now, you know, before, with the earlier versions of the virus, people were dying of blood clots. You know, aspirin wasn't even mentioned, or other blood thinners, no mention. The only thing Americans heard, and people worldwide heard is, be afraid of this, stay in lockdown, social distance, wear a mask, use hand sanitizer, none of which work, and then wait for a vaccine. And when you get a vaccine, you've got to take it, and you've got to take it every 6 months, with no questions, no exceptions, and do not miss a shot. It was clear from the beginning, COVID-19, the illness, was actually all about getting the vaccine, a needle in every arm.